With a cold in her node, but plenty of information on her lips, we're glad to be sharing some time with Angie Metcalf. She is our calf and heifer specialist from Heartland Cooperative. Angie, I know you want to talk a little bit about what we need to do before building a calf barn. So what kind of things should farms be thinking about before they build that calf barn?
Well, you know, we need to determine what age, obviously, that's going to be housed in that barn. You know, that's going to determine the size of the pens. If it's going to be babies, are they going to use automated calf feeders? Are we going to use separate pens? Things like that. Are we going to have wean pens within the barn? How are they going to bed? How are they going to clean? How are they going to move animals? Do we have to dehorn or vaccinate? A lot of those things have to come into our thought process before we build so that we can make it user-friendly.
All right. Well, let's say that I'm a farmer and I know what type of building I want to have built. What's next?
Well, placement on the farm, obviously, is really critical. Air quality in the barn is only as going to be as good as it is outside. So keeping that barn, 150 feet or so away from buildings and feed bunkers, woods, manure pits, things like that. Remember traffic on the farm. We don't really want to have a calf barn next to where manure tankers and silage trucks will be going by, just for biosecurity and dust reasons.
Now, size is always important. So, I mean, how can a farmer determine what size barn they want to put up?
Well, I usually talk to them a little bit about what's their highest calving month of the year, or when are they going to be able to move calves? Is there going to be a lag in that in the winter time? Work with the highest number of animals you have and kind of go from there. Determine maybe if you need bedding or storage areas in the barn. Those things are going to be critical. Most builders are going to look at the bedded area and the manger area, and these will change according to the size of the animal. So instead of 32, maybe we're looking at 40 square feet of bedded area. So these things change.
Now, don't most builders have this kind of information that can assist you?
A lot of them do. It depends on if they're really geared to building calf barns, or if they're just a builder and they may be more involved with like sheds and things like that. And these information changes as we go, as we learn more about animal comfort and how to work with these animals. So have somebody besides the builder that you can bounce some ideas off of. Penn State's a really good website to get some of those ideas as well.
Excellent insights. What's your tip of the day?
Well, a lot of farms do this. Look at facilities before building yours. Go out and visit these farms on these nasty days, whether it's hot or cold. Look at how the animals are performing. Ask the farm you're visiting, what would they do differently? We do a pretty good job of this, but, really get in there and don't be afraid to ask for a second opinion. It's really a lot easier to fix something on your plan before it's actually built.
And I know a lot of growers got some good answers this past week during the Dairy Calf and Heifer Raiser Association meeting, and they took a lot of tours, and I know they're asking these very important questions. Again, if you have any questions, you can talk to Angie at 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, they should go to the website.
Yeah, it's heartlandcooperativeservices.com. It's a website, and there's tips and articles on there. If you've missed some podcasts, click on the WDEZ logo, and you can look at them as well.
Well, we wish her a healthy week. Hopefully, she will be back with us next Saturday. Glad you were with us as well. For answers from the Heartland, hear from Heartland Cooperative on WDEZ.